From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The House Agriculture Committee successfully marked up a new farm bill last week. Chad Smith has more on the legislation headed to the House floor.
It took approximately 13 hours, but the House Agriculture Committee sent their version of the Farm Bill from Committee Chair G.T. Thompson to the full House for a vote. Joe Gilson, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau, says it was quite a process to get the bill out of committee.
Last week, Chairman Thompson had a markup of the Farm Food and National Security Act of 2024. It was a 13-hour day for the chairman and all committee members, but at the end of the day, they passed the bill out a committee with a bipartisan vote, and that means it moves to the House floor.
Gilson says the American Farm Bureau is hoping to see the momentum continue in the House.
Now it's up to the leadership in the House to see when they have time to bring the bill up. Obviously, it still has to go through the Rules Committee process, but it advances favorably with a bipartisan vote, and as American Farm Bureau, we're hoping House leaders can continue the momentum and bring this important legislation to a vote on the floor.
He says the congressional calendar could pose a challenge to get the bill through the House.
It's going to be tight. We're well aware of the tight margins in both chambers, especially in the House, and a crowded congressional calendar. We all know that this fall, it's a big election, and so we're going to have members of Congress back home early this fall. So it's a tight and crowded congressional calendar, but we're hoping this presents an opportunity for us to move a bipartisan bill.
Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Chad Smith, Washington.
Endorsements and tax relief. More on that when we come back.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
This week, the farmers and ranchers of the state's leading agriculture advocacy organization announced their endorsements of incumbent Representative Tracy Mann in Kansas's 1st District. The formal endorsement came from Kansas Farm Bureau's Political Action Committee. Voters organized to elect Farm Bureau Friends, or Vote FBF, comprised of active farmer and rancher members elected by their peers from each of KFB's 10 geographic districts. The KFB Vote FBF endorsement process began earlier this year with individual recommendations from the Autonomous County Farm Bureau organizations. KFB and 13 other organizations recently sent a letter to Governor Laura Kelly outlining the importance of property tax relief for Kansans. The letter said high property tax burden is an issue heard often from Farm Bureau members and asked her to consider the opportunity a 20-mill statewide assessment provides her and the legislature to address the property tax burden for all Kansans. Next, Insight with Glenn Bronco.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Glenn Bronco.
We are in an election year, and the filing date is right around the corner. That means that shortly campaigns will get fully underway, and we, the voters, have a lot of work to do. I know what you're thinking. Shouldn't it be the candidates working hard? Yes, they will have their hands full trying to convince us to vote for them. However, we will have our work cut out for us, too, when trying to decide for whom to vote. As Farm Bureau members, you can also get involved and have a say in which candidates we will endorse through voters organized to elect Farm Bureau Friends. These recommendations are important as Vote FBF considers endorsements of candidates who are pro-agriculture. You can learn more at www.kfb.org/voteFBF. When trying to decide which candidates to vote for, I hope you will also look at the list of candidates earning a Vote FBF endorsement. It's vital to find candidates who are supporters of agriculture. Who we choose to represent us has enormous implications for the future. Be informed and go vote.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.